Welcome, everyone. Lovely to see you and to be together in this effortlessness, so invite yourself to sit comfortably and just for now, let go of everything you know. Meaning, you don't need to do anything. No effort whatsoever, simply resting and allowing this restfulness to permeate your entire being. You can let go for now of the past. Anything that you know about yourself, anything that you know about the world, you can just for now let it be. Invite the mind to settle, to rest in this effortless presence. In presence, there is no past, no future, no tasks to accomplish, no problems to solve, nothing to figure out, no state to achieve. Simply being is and for now, that is sufficient. So you find yourself effortlessly open, available, effortlessly you hear these words. But there is no need to figure anything out. No grasping. No resisting. And in this moment of being, as awareness, as presence, there is no time. simply this effortless awareness. As this effortless awareness, there is no me narrative. What I should attain, what I should realize. No me narrative. And to relax in this formless awareness. It's so freeing. There is freedom in the absence of a me narrative, in the absence of a personal story with its ups and downs, past regrets, future hopes. Is freedom from these mind impressions. You don't need to define yourself as somebody. You don't need to define yourself as a person, as a woman, as a man, as somebody, in order to be aware. As awareness does not need a person, does not need a personal doer, personal subject. That is just a mind narrative. Images on the screen. But the images on the screen do not define the screen. Perceptions or sensations, thoughts do not define you. You, this moment, is this effortless awareness, this ordinary awareness. So wonderful. What a wonder. To be aware. The wonder of awareness. We are all familiar with the me narrative. A thought arises saying, I am a son, I am a daughter, I am this person. We don't need to identify ourselves via such a thought. We perceive the thought which says you are so and so. But the thought which we perceive does not know anything about that which perceives it. How could something which is perceived know anything about the perceiver? It is the other way around. It is the perceiver which knows the thought, which perceives the thought. Why define yourself as somebody, as a person with problems and issues? Is it necessary? This life provides us with an opportunity to understand understanding about reality, understanding about our essential nature. Understanding about the source, about consciousness. Is an understanding about truth is liberating. Removes the shackles, the impression of separation, the unhappiness, which is the result of a false identification. What about not identifying? Meaning not buying into the belief that you exist in time and space. Not buying into the belief that you are a body-mind entity with personal problems that you must resolve. Not buying into any mind narrative about yourself. When the clouds part, the wide open sky is revealed to be there in its vastness. The clouds do not disturb the wide open sky. They simply veil it in the belief that you are somebody lacking, seeking enlightenment, not realized, or incomplete, an incomplete entity. That is the veil. Notice this belief. Whenever you refer to I, what do you mean? What are you referring to? And what is it that is referring? What is the true nature of I? Is it a bundle of thoughts and beliefs and ideas and notions? Is it a body which is dying every minute? What is the true nature of I am. I is. What is it? In this moment, I am aware. Is it the body that is aware? Is it the head, the belly, the stomach? Is it something which is aware? What is it that is aware? You are aware. You, awareness, you. This effortless awareness. Is aware. A storyline cannot be aware. A narrative cannot be aware. only awareness is aware. So this temporary dream is about this understanding. Deepening this understanding, trusting this understanding, living this understanding, expressing this understanding, being this understanding. And not being somebody. Because somebody is simply the activity of resisting and seeking. Fear and the sense of lack. Take a look. Find out for yourself. Own it. Be it. So understanding is hidden in plain sight. Yeah, so if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, make sure to unmute yourself and you can raise your hand. And also, there is the React icon in the bottom of the screen, which if you click on it, you can also use it to raise your hand there. And if you can turn on your videos, if you don't mind to do so. Love to see you. So any questions?